Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Tom.
It's been a very long week already. We seem to say this every week at the moment.
Every week.
We've spent so much of this week planning for our Easter services and all of the things coming up before and after it as well. We've got so many things lined up, and we'll tell you about those a little bit later. But before that, how are you doing, Tim?
Yeah, I'm doing very well. Thank you very much indeed. Yep, it's lovely that spring has sort of arrived really nicely. Our garden has daffodils bursting out, stretching as high as they can. And I'm just wondering when I should cut the grass, really. I mean, I wonder if people could tell us, when's the best time to cut the grass, the first cut of spring? I'm guessing some people might have done it already, but it's looking quite lush, really. So maybe it's time, but I'm sure somebody will tell me whether it is or not. But I did go out and do some digging at the weekend, so that's the first bit of digging I've done this year. So, and my elbow hurts. Oh. But there we are.
Everyone's just collectively gone.
Oh, I'm sure they have. But yeah, it's looking good. And of course, this weekend the clocks go forward by an hour, don't they?
I know, the worst day of the whole year.
But yeah, because we're not meeting in person on a Sunday, everybody can just be in their pyjamas. Apart from you and me,
everyone can turn up an hour late. Yeah.
Yes, an hour late. Yes. That happened to me once at one of the places, one of the churches we had. I had somebody knock on the door and she looked so worried and she said, "Where's everybody?" I think this must have been when clocks went backwards an hour. "Where's everybody? Yep. The church is locked up. Why isn't anybody here?" And it was like, "Well, because the clocks have gone back."
I won't name names, but there was someone who arrived extremely early for church. A couple of years ago now, on the exact same basis.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, it does happen. Of course, yeah, when clocks go forwards, I think everyone who loves sleep as much as I do, it is the worst day. And for a lot of people, it's a day that just creates pure chaos and havoc.
But lighter evenings, beautiful lighter evenings. Wow.
Well, as you said this year, though, it's almost... as it was last year, of course, but for this year too, it's very much a case of if you're a little bit late, then not to worry, you can just rewind it. Be good if we could do that in person, eh? Wouldn't it? Just someone comes in, pause the service, let's just do a little rewind, and then can you just do that bit again, please? I love people. We without going into too much detail, that there's always people in churches, aren't there, who you just love their openness about things and the way that they'll talk. And I can remember so many different people who I feel would have it in them to ask you to pause and go over what you were saying again if they felt they needed to. So I'm all for them. I'm all for the spiritual hecklers, as it were, the people that just they want to hear what you had to say again.
I guess with pre-recorded services now, or sort of YouTube services, I mean, even live YouTube services, of course, you can watch them over and over and over again if you want to, can't you? And
I'd like to thank the one person that's viewed our service this weekend 170 times on repeat. Thank you very much for boosting our numbers up.
It's lovely. It's lovely, isn't it? Yeah, I did 169 of those. So,
did you?
Anyway, but it's been great, and it's lovely to know that so many people are still sitting down on a Sunday morning and watching it as we do it, which is beautiful, really, isn't it? And looking at some of the chat as well, people are always
I was just about to say about the chat.
There we are.
Oh, it was fantastic this Sunday to see lots of people chiming in on the chat, and one person in particular who was really trying to boost up the number of likes that the video got. And we might joke about it a bit, but it actually does make a really big difference to the way that the videos, our services, get promoted to other people. Effectively, the more likes equals the more times it gets recommended for other people to watch. So
That's really interesting.
It's no surprise that our numbers this weekend are higher than they have been for a couple of other weeks. It's fascinating. It's crazy, this new way of doing church, how simply putting a thumbs up can bring people to join us for our service. Fantastic, isn't it?
Yeah, it is amazing, isn't it? And I didn't know that until you said it the other day. But yeah, so yeah, keep pressing. I mean, press the like button. You can only press it once, can't you, on your device? But do press it, because, well, unless you don't like it, of course. If you don't like it, please don't press it. But if you like it a little bit,
please don't press the dislike button, though. The dislike button has the opposite effect on videos. But hey, that's fine. If people want to dislike it, they can dislike it. But I'd hope that nobody will. And I suppose this leads on to us talking a little bit about what we've been doing for the last few weeks and our latest series. And I guess I think we can probably both say now, Tim, that there was a tiny bit of nervousness, I guess, at the start of this. Mm. I think both of us felt that this was something really important for us to talk about. For us to talk about the ruthless elimination of hurry and how to live in the chaos of the modern world. But I think both of us were slightly sceptical, or at least I was slightly sceptical, just wondering whether this was the right word at the time. I felt convicted in myself that this was the right word for the time, and I think you did too. But you can't help but think, is this actually correct? Or should we just, you know, do a book of the Bible, or shall we play it safe? But I tell you what, I'm so glad that we haven't played it safe, and that we have had this really challenging series looking at some really difficult spiritual practices for us to try and get our head around. I've been so challenged by each of the weeks, and even just this weekend, Becca was saying that she felt a huge wave of conviction go over her as she'd ordered a load of clothes from ASOS in Sunday morning on the way over to church to help out on the sound desk for this Sunday, after you were saying, you know, maybe consider having a little break from spending or whatever. But there have been so many challenges and so many practical things for us to do that I've just... I know I've got to support our church in everything, but I have really felt this has been one of the best series that we have done for a long time. It really has been so challenging.
Yeah. I was chatting to somebody this morning about it as well, and it's interesting just to have feedback on it, really, and the impact that it is having. And I was sort of reflecting a little bit as I was talking in that conversation, that actually it does seem a bit strange doing a ruthless elimination of hurry during lockdown, but it's not just a lockdown thing, is it? Hurry is, as we've said many times, you know, it's something that gets into our soul, it gets into our body, and it damages us. And I think as we come out of lockdown, particularly, there's going to be a danger that we just get up from zero to 100 miles an hour as quickly as we possibly can. And actually, this series is trying to put in place those sorts of disciplines, habits, practices that actually will stop us falling into the trap again that many of us have fallen into in the past. So, I think absolutely, Tom. I think it's been a real good word in season and really appropriate for us, and particularly in light of our theme for this year, you know, to live a life worthy of the Lord and please him in every way, the text from Colossians 1:10, that actually this is one of the ways that we can live a worthy life, one that reflects Jesus, that pleases him, because he practiced these things. And, you know, I think that's a good reason for us to learn from him as a follower, as a disciple, about what it looks like for us in our day to be a follower of Jesus. And and you know, he was the perfect person, wasn't he? The perfect model for us. And it would be good to continue to follow him in that way. So, yeah, and thanks for those who have fed back some of the practical things you're doing as well, and turning off the news as, you know, rather than listening to it too much, or turning off the radio for some more silence and solitude. And it's been really interesting to see that. And the one on simplicity actually is quite a challenge, isn't it? And you know, we're sort of reflecting on in our house as well, you know, and how many shirts do I need, you know? I don't know. John Mark Comer, doesn't he? I think he says in his book that he has 6 changes of clothing per season. So it was like, and he knows on a Monday what he's going to wear, and then a Tuesday, then a Wednesday. And and you think, well, yeah, I mean, that would be quite fascinating, wouldn't it? And just to strip down like that. But yeah, really good practical stuff. And I hope that some of it will stick with us, and some of it will really help reposition our souls really in line with Jesus during this time. But thanks for joining in throughout it, really.
Well, this is the joy of sermons as well, isn't it? This is one of the things that everyone will understand and be a part of, in that if you've listened to talks in churches for the last 6 months, year, 10 years, 50 years, you'll hear talks that are sometimes for you in that exact moment, and sometimes there's talks for you to look back on 6 months down the line and reflect on and say, oh, but that wasn't really a word for me back then, but it is now. Mm. And I suppose that that leads on to the fact that it was something that we maybe haven't done that I know I find to be very helpful. And you alluded to it earlier on in the series, about taking notes, writing down what you're hearing, and sort of, even if it's something that isn't for you right now, taking note of what's the person saying, what's God saying to you in that moment. Maybe you're picking up something completely different from what's being said on screen. These are all things that are super helpful. And it might be that, yes, many people are not hurried right now, but there's, as you're saying, there's going to be many people that are going to become hurried very quickly, especially as we kind of look ahead to coming out of lockdown. It's a few days away now in terms of lockdown officially ending, which is a bit of a strange one. But of course, we then go into some very, very strict restrictions. So maybe not a lockdown, but restrictions from the 29th of March, I think. I lose track of all these dates now. But we as a church, obviously, we're able to look ahead to all of the things that are to come. But equally, both myself and Tim and a number of other people in the church, I think we are all actually realising that we're going to have to work really hard over the next few months to put some of these practices into play, because they're things that are really important in us building up our relationship with God and coming out of the restrictions in a way that is healthy. I think I can really see dangers that could well come. And I'm sure if you're listening along to this, you probably understand exactly what we're on about, where you already have got lots of plans. I've made plans. Next week, I've got plans on Wednesday. I've got something happening on Monday. You know, we're making plans, aren't we? We're busying up our lives again. I think it probably is an absolutely perfect season for us to be really saying to God, what is it, you know, going back to what we said in week one, how do we become the people that you want us to be? Where do we need to go? How do we fit into this crazy world around us? And how are we salt and light in our workplaces, in our families, in our homes, in our social situations, football pitches, etc.? It's fascinating.
Yeah, and of course, there's been many people who this season has been ridiculously crazy, hasn't there? You know, particularly for those of you working in healthcare and hospitals, for those teachers who have been non-stop during this period of time as well, trying to manage all the different demands and decisions that have been made on your behalf, and you know, parents as well, you know, obviously slightly relieved their kids are back at school, but, you know, trying to work from home, trying to teach your kids and all that. So it has been crazy times for many, many people. So, you know, this ruthless elimination of hurry is really important, you know, that actually finding those spaces, those times when you can just have silence, where you can just unhook a little bit from the rush of the world and live, you know, with simplicity as a goal, and where you can carve out some Sabbath. And that might not be a 24-hour period of time because of the circumstances you find yourselves in, but maybe there's an hour, maybe there's half an hour where you can really, really try and be still. But obviously it's challenging depending on the situation you're in, and please, if there's anything we can help with, or if you just want to be held accountable, you know, if you want to say to us, you know, this is my plan, this is my aim, and, you know, just tell us what that is, and we can check in with you regularly to say, how's it going? Not to make you feel guilty, but just to say, you know, we're standing with you in this, and how can we help? And if you want anything practical, any practical help, just to bounce some ideas off, then please, please do get in touch with us. We'd love to walk with you through this season, and, you know, we all learn from each other. So find a good friend. Find somebody who you can share this with, and together, you know, just stand strong together, and see what God wants to do as a result of all this as well. So, yeah, really, really interesting, and I've really enjoyed. And we finish that this Sunday, to be honest, don't we? The last one this Sunday is on slowing. Yeah, good luck with that, whoever's preaching that one. Oh, I think it's me, isn't it? So, yeah, slow down.
You think it's you?
You that's move too fast. Yeah, that's a song, isn't it? Is that Simon and Garfunkel? Slow down, you move too fast. You've got to make the morning last. Anyway, enough reminiscing. Because, actually, this Sunday's Palm Sunday as well, isn't it? So we're beginning Easter. Wow, Easter is beginning.
Well, Easter's been beginning for a long time, I think, through everything we've been doing. And with our kids, from the 11th of January, I think it was, whatever, the second one after Christmas, everything's been pointing to Easter. Mm. And we've been delighted to use the Jesus Storybook Bible. And that's been, everything points to Jesus being the Saviour. Mm. And so from the start of January, when we were able to look at Jesus going into the desert for his 40 days, one of the first things we read about that Jesus did here on earth, all the way through to as it was last week, when the Jesus was talking to all the religious leaders and so on, and the woman came and washed his feet with perfume. Wow. And when you begin to see the plotting begin, how the religious leaders are starting to say we want to kill Jesus, and he's kind of just going on this huge journey all the way through. So I guess having been involved with both our kids' church and the church for adults, I guess, over 11s, all age, whatever, I lose track of all the definitions of things. Basically, both our Sunday morning church services, it's been fascinating to just sort of see so many different strands of Easter come through everything that we've been doing. And it has all been leading up to this. And of course, Palm Sunday this Sunday, it's not going to look like it has in previous years with palm leaves all down the centre of church and so on. But it is going to be an opportunity for us to remember the journey that Jesus took going into Jerusalem and then beyond, as we look ahead to Holy Week with all of the things coming up that we're doing there.
Yeah, so it's good. And actually, this Saturday, we've got this retreat morning on Zoom.
I was going to say before Palm Sunday, we have this day, don't we, on Saturday?
And very grateful to Claire and Pauline, whose initiative this has been, and the planning and everything. So, yeah, I think this is going to be a lovely start to this Holy Week season, as well as obviously something really helpful as part of this Lent series as well. So, yeah, information will be sent out again yesterday. And if you don't get it, please let us know and we can send you the logon information. Please, it'd be great just to carve out a couple of hours, 2.5 hours, just to put into practice some of the things we've been learning and also prepare our hearts for God to do something new during this Easter season. So, yeah, thanks for that. And then, of course, we move into Thursday, a week on Thursday, to Maundy Thursday. And we're going to put out a communion service on YouTube. It'll be available from 7 o'clock on Thursday. I really encourage you to be part of that and to share communion as a sort of preparation for the weekend that is to come, really. And the night before Jesus was betrayed, he sat down and had a meal with his friends. And so I think that would be a lovely thing if you were able to just take some time out with either the folk you're with, or if you're living on your own at the moment, then obviously yourself, and just to take part in this act of remembrance, and a good place to just, again, carve out a few minutes to just get ready and to listen to what God has to say. So, yeah, that sort of kicks off that Easter weekend for us, doesn't it?
Mm. Yeah, and there's lots of other things coming up. We talked about them at great length on Sunday. So we won't bore you with the details now, but we've got a full selection of services. On Friday, we've got a service with other churches in our area joining us for that. So that's very exciting. And then on Easter Sunday, we have a celebration on the car park and also online. And we hope to bring you details too in the coming days of another service that we are in the process of planning, which will be early morning, just after sunrise due to logistics. But again, we'll hopefully confirm those things for you at the weekend so that you're able to join in with as much or as little as you'd like to this Easter. I'd hope it's as much as is possible. It's the one time of the year when I think we get to just celebrate. And of course, we're so looking forward to Easter Sunday and that opportunity to sing together, God willing, of course, on the car park, having a party. A party in your own bubble, of course, but a party nonetheless.
Yeah.
So that's going to be hopefully a whole lot of fun on Easter Sunday.
Yeah. Well, we'll bless our neighbours at the church if no one else, won't we? So yeah. I hope
Me and you, Tim. We'll be singing out.
Yeah. That'll be good. Yeah. So brilliant. Thanks, Tom. And thanks for those reminders of Easter. And then we're going to take a bit of a break from the podcast, aren't we?
We are. This is going to be the last NBC Connect podcast for a few weeks. We'll be back in the first week of May, and we'll be... it's not going to sound too different, but we will be having more involvement from other people coming onto our podcast. We're certainly not going away, especially as we come out of lockdown. There's so many things that we want to share with you that we couldn't possibly fit in on a Sunday morning. We've got so many other things coming up as well. We've got new initiatives. We're running a new course that we've not done before as a church. I think a couple of individual groups may have done it in the past. I've run it with our young adults, but we've got a new course that's going to be for the whole church to be involved with after Easter. So we're really looking forward with that. And then, yeah, looking ahead at the various opportunities that are going to come up, we'd love to host groups of six once people are allowed to meet as a group of six come the middle of May. And there's so many other things, you know, that are there to look forward to and that can give us so much hope.
That's good. Yeah, it's good to be able to just look forward and you know, we're not going to rush quickly forward, because we've just been through a series called The Ruthless Elimination of Hurry. And so, you know, as much as that series was for us as individuals, I think it's also a good word for us as a church as we come out of lockdown to just get ready for what God wants to do next, and people prepared and ready for his call upon our lives as well. So, yeah, we'll look forward to that, and let's see. And how we connect with our community post-lockdown as well will be very important as people move out of lockdown themselves, and those who have struggled with many different things over many different months. And it will be good for us just to respond to what we see as we listen to our community and see how God wants to use us in people's lives. So brilliant. Thank you very much indeed for joining us. If you've listened to every podcast from the start, you deserve a medal. But I hope you won't miss us too much. And we'll look forward to being back with something brand new in a few weeks' time as well. It's been great, Tom. Been good to chat to you as well. And I think we've got to know each other a little bit more through these anyway. If nobody else has been listening, it's been good for us to just connect in this way and sense what God is doing in you and through you and in me as well.
Well, as you said during the interview we had with Aaron Bell a couple of weeks ago, you had only been a part of the church for five months. When we could no longer do everything in the way we wanted to. So yeah, we've had to get to know each other over Zoom and things like that as well. But it's been good. And I won't bring up the football at the weekend, because that would be absolutely horrible of me to do right now.
Another year.
We should add that in terms of our podcasting, our weekly teaching will still go up every week.
Yes. So good.
You'll still be able to listen along to all of our Sunday services, and we may even drop one or two other little bits onto our podcast site as and when we have things that come up that we want to share with you.
Yeah.
So.
Definitely.
stay subscribed to us, and we'll be posting again faster than you can, well, faster than we can meet up in people's homes. It's probably bad to joke about those sorts of things, isn't it? We want to pray as we finish today, and today's prayer comes from Unite 714, and it's really talking about the theme of Easter. It's talking about the importance of us rooting ourselves in Christ and rooting ourselves in prayer as well. As we come out of this, we are really praying for revival. We're praying for revival of our communities. We're praying for revivals of our country, of the world. And I say revival in the sense of the Christian revival, but at the same point, we're simply praying for the revival of all of the things we've said, of communities and of our country. We have become so divided over the last 12 months over so many different things. And I think there's real importance in us coming back to the ways that Jesus calls us to live in unity with each other. And so we've just got three verses we'd like to share with you today from Hosea. And this is Hosea chapter 6, verses 1 to 3. Come, let us return to the Lord, for he has torn us that he may heal us. He has struck us down and he will bind us up. After 2 days he will revive us. On the third day, he will raise us up, that we may live before him. Let us know. Let us press on to know the Lord. His going out is sure as the dawn. He will come to us as the showers, as the spring rains that water the earth.
Amen. Lord, your word displays your awesome power to revive individuals, communities, and nations. We cry out for that same power today, for ourselves and the communities we have been called to serve. The cultures of our world will continue to languish in spiritual despair without a breath of revival to awaken your church and galvanize it to action. Desperate times call for desperate measures. Therefore, we dedicate ourselves to the lifestyle of prayer necessary to see a new day of revival dawn over our broken world. In the name of your precious Son, Jesus, we cry out with one voice. Breathe on us, we pray. Pour out your Spirit on our communities, cities, and nations. Revive the hopes and dreams of the battered peoples of our world as they turn to you in repentance and faith.
Heavenly Father, we receive the promise implied in the words of the prophet Hosea. On the third day, he will raise us up. The same resurrection power you demonstrated when you raised your Son from the dead can also bring life to dead marriages, relationships, families, economies, and communities. Your resurrection power is the ultimate answer to the devastation left behind by the COVID-19 pandemic. Lord, raise up your scattered, quarantined church from the malaise, despair, and fear preying upon our hearts and minds. Fill us instead with a fresh, vital faith. With one voice, we cry out before your throne. Eradicate COVID-19 from the earth. Resurrect our hopes and dreams. And open our eyes to the harvest around us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Wow, what a great word, written hundreds of years ago, but relevant for each of us today. Thanks, Tom.
God bless you. Have a wonderful week. We look forward to seeing you, hopefully, for our Palm Sunday service at the weekend, and then on to next week for all of the different activities, services, and so on that are coming up. If we don't get a chance to chat with you until then, have a wonderful Easter as too. We know it's coming. Let's get ready for it. Let's welcome it in the best way we know how, in praise, in worship. Let's go for it, church. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.